On Sunday, February 1st at 3 p.m., St. Mark's Lutheran Church at 1900 St. Paul Street in Baltimore will present Midpoint, Halfway Between Dark and Light. James Harp will be at the piano, and the vocalists are soprano Sarah Pearson and mezzo Laura Virea. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, thank you so much for having
me.
Thank
you.
You have the four last songs by Richard Strauss and Robert Schumann's Woman's Life and Love on the program. Sarah, let's start with the Strauss. What brings you to this set of pieces?
Well, there are many reasons why I am preparing these songs and getting ready for this presentation. One of the main reasons is that I will be performing them in New York later in the spring. With an orchestra. It was a wonderful thought to bring this program to my home, former home of Baltimore, and sort of share what I've been working on recently with my friends, the people that were very much a part of my musical upbringing after graduating from Peabody. And Jimmy Harp was very important to my musical life at that time and very much influenced my vocal development. So to prepare and present these songs with him at the piano was for me like a graduation moment, and it's a sort of nostalgia, which the four last songs themselves are. They are the essence of nostalgia and the reflection of life and everything that has brought the poet to a place of not necessarily longing for, but accepting of death and viewing it in a way of like a blessed release and a sort of joyful moment of culmination for this life. That that theme, which lined up so perfectly with the date that we settled on to present this repertoire, was just a perfect bringing together of these thoughts and these songs and these themes into our current experience, going from these dark winter days and going forth into a hopeful spring.
Have you sung these before?
No, this will be my premiere on these pieces, and I'm very excited to be starting on them now at this point in my life. It's a set of songs that for me has been, you know, on the bucket list, but I was very hesitant to approach them. And now I'm feeling like, okay, this is maybe a good time. I have lived a little bit. I have experienced more life. And it's now a time for me reflecting back, thinking of my own journey, my own life, and looking forward into, you know, the next phase. But it feels like a good moment to expand in that direction.
Laura, what about the Schumann, Woman's Life and Love? These are based on poems, and there are actually several settings, I understand. This one is the best known. And what exactly do they tell us about a woman's life?
Correct. So this is a song cycle set to poems by poet Adalbert von Chamisso, who, interesting enough, is a man writing about what his perspective is on a woman's life and love. One of the most interesting things about this cycle and the setting that Schumann decided to do is that the poems are actually a set of 9 poems, and Schumann has decided to omit the 9th one, which is the one that explains who this entire character that we have met through the other 8 songs is talking to and what is happening at the time. In the setting that we have of Schumann, we meet a woman who tells us a story from a very, very early young love, like her first infatuation with this man that she just admired and adored, and how he then approaches her, and she takes it song by song through the entire cycle of that love, having been courted and then decided to marry and then becoming pregnant and then expressing the love for her child and discovering motherhood and thinking about it in terms of how that is a different type of love from the type of love that a man would be able to feel, because it's a different type of physical connection to the child. And then it ends with the first great pain that the man has caused her in the relationship, and it is revealed that the pain is that the man has passed away and he has left her behind. And at this point, the woman says, you know, I have lived, I have loved, I have done everything that I wanted to do, and now I decide to pull myself to my insides again and just shut myself off completely away from the world, because I would rather go into my inner world where I still have you and the love and the life that you gave me. And thus ends the cycle with a beautiful piano reprise of the same melodic motifs that appear in the first song. But the interesting thing is that on that other poem that Schumann did not decide to set to music, we find that this is actually not the end for this woman's life. She lived a long life. Her children grew up. She has grandchildren. And so she is telling her grandchildren the story of their grandfather, presumably the grandfather that they never met, because he left this world before they were born. But I've been singing this cycle for like 20 years. It's one of my favorite things. There has been a lot of criticism of it because it is supposed to be the point of view of a woman, and both the composer and the poet are men. But to me, even though the name of the cycle itself centers around it being the life and love of a woman, it's not what the cycle is about. To me, it is the life and love of a human being. And it has been criticized for being like the woman always thinks that the man is something to be adored and she's beneath him and all of these things. Again, I don't think that it is necessarily centered around the sex or gender of these two people. And I do think that there is something that at least I remember feeling when I was very young and completely infatuated with my first loves, where you just, the universe stops and you just want to be like a planet going around in orbit, you know, around this center that you have found, because the love is so strong that it's like gravitational pull. And to me, that is what this cycle is about.
This is Midpoint, Halfway Between Dark and Light, being presented at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, 1900 St. Paul Street in Baltimore, Sunday, February 1st at 3 p.m. There's information online at stmarksbaltimore.org. The phone number is 410-752-5804. Again, the program is The Four Last Songs by Richard Strauss and Robert Schumann's Woman's Life and Love. James Harp will be at the piano, and the vocalists are my guests today, soprano Sarah Pearson and mezzo Laura Virea. Thank you, ladies, so much for chatting with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.